Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's one of my favorite times of the week, not just because it's Friday, but because I get a chance to visit with my buddy Enrico Aller from Carson Installation, that big, beautiful blue building out on 50 Highway East in Mount House. Rico, good morning and happy Friday.
And you too, Kevin. Glad to be here.
Let me just ask you, we've been having kind of a mini debate about this whole impeachment thing, and it's my contention that most people are sleepwalking through it. They really don't care. They're going about their business. They're selling insulation. They're doing radio shows, and they're not really following what's going on. Do people come breathlessly through your doors demanding to know the latest on impeachment?
Nobody's talking about it. I'm really surprised because Now, my life is different now than it was during the Clinton impeachment. I was in the legislature at the time, so politicos talk about political things constantly. But on this, you know, the people I'm seeing in my everyday life now, nobody brings the subject up. Nobody. I mean, not a single person say, hey, what do you think about this impeachment? I think people's minds are made up on either side, and I think the Democrats are just doing themselves nothing but tremendous harm.
And, you know, it's interesting. There was a Pew poll just a couple of days ago. 75% said the trial wasn't going to change any minds. That everybody was dug in, and they don't really care.
You know, I had I have a friend that does national polling that I talked to last week, and he told me I can't reveal the poll or his name, but he told me that he believed there was, based on the polling they were doing, there was a better than a 50-50 chance that the Republicans will retake the House.
Wow.
In 2020. That's great news. And that kind of rang true with my sort of my own thinking, because I'm just seeing my gosh, you know, there's so many seats that Trump won that we lost the House race that are going to go the other way. And I think there's some seats that are marginal that we're going to win as well. And I think there's a really, really good chance we're going to take the House back. Can you imagine what a wonderful world we live in?
Absolutely. And maybe, just maybe, make some gains in the Senate so you could have a filibuster-proof supermajority. That would be the icing on the cake.
You betcha. I don't know what the odds are of that, because, you know, obviously only a third of them are up. And there's only a couple seats that are ones that we could what would be likely to win. So we could get up to 54, I think, is about the limit.
Well, we're at 53 now. We're at 53 now. And in fact, all the votes but one during the amendment phase of this trial was 53-47. All except one vote where Susan Collins crossed over and voted with the Democrats.
Well, I can't stand her. Oh my gosh, I really despise that woman. She's just awful.
But she comes from an awful place. Yeah, I was just gonna say she comes from an awful place.
It's an awful place.
Where you almost have to, and then that's why statewide, when I hear people ragging on rhinos, there are some districts because of their makeup, their political makeup, that they have to be rhinos in order to get elected. Do you buy that?
It's true. There are cases that that's the case. I'm thinking 50, 54, maybe 55 would be just fantastic. Every single vote when you're that close makes a huge difference in the group staying together and accomplishing things. But, you know, at the end of Trump's term, my dream is that the Supreme Court is a 7-2 body.
Oh, wow. Would that be wild?
Oh, man, that would be, for the rest of my lifetime and yours, we would be secure in knowing that the Supreme Court would uphold the Constitution.
Let me just ask you.
That would be fabulous.
Now that would be amazing. John Roberts, Chief Justice, is sitting there presiding, but isn't really doing much other than he admonished both sides on Monday night. I think it was Monday or Tuesday night. Late after midnight Eastern time. He admonished both sides about decorum.
I think he's a smarmy son of a... I don't like John Roberts. He's totally sold us out and violated his constitutional duties on the Obamacare case. That was absolute BS. And he was persuaded for political reasons to do what he did. And you wonder who's got pictures of him doing what. But that was... I'm sorry that he's the chief... I wish Gorsuch were the chief justice, but I don't get my wishes.
Well, you never ever know. I want to ask you, though, because one of the things I've heard from some of the talking heads on TV, and that is that this is going to set a nasty precedent. If we ever end up in a situation where we have a president of one party, a house of another party, that they will be able to willy-nilly file articles of impeachment and with nothing to show. I mean, they're with no reason whatsoever other than as a body they can vote for articles of impeachment.
Well, that's a risk, but I think it can go either way. It can either create a precedent that's very, very bad for the future, or it can end it for the future, where the results are so bad for the party in power in the House that attempts this kind of a coup is so bad for them that they resolve never to do it again. And that may be what happens. I think the jury's out on that. We'll see. And literally, the jury's out. It's the Senate. And I think he's going to be acquitted. There's not going to be any problem with that. And the backsplash from this, the blowback, is going to be, I think it's going to be tremendous on a political basis. And if it is, it could end this problem forevermore where the people don't do it again.
Next Wednesday, they're scheduled to vote on witnesses. Are we going to get witnesses?
I don't think so. I'm kind of the opinion that we won't. That's going to end. I'm really anxious tomorrow. I'm going to listen in on the president's side when they do their presentation starting tomorrow. I'm very anxious. I listened to an awful lot of the other side, and I'm telling you what, I had to force myself to do it, but it was hard. The repetition was just ridiculous, and it was absurd. Didn't you love President Trump's lawyer when he admonished
Jerry Nadler.
Jerry Nadler nailed him. I mean, that was, you know what, I got to tell you, I got a surge of pride. My chest swelled up.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful job from a very good man in a very hard job doing the right thing, and I just loved it.
And Pat Cipollini, who is the counsel to the president, was equally good in that exchange. You had Nadler, and then you had Cipollini, and then you had Seculo, and then you had the Chief Justice saying, hey, everybody cool their jets.
I always think of Seculo as being the main screw, but in this case, I don't think he is. I think Cipollone is the one that really, he's really carrying the water. I mean, he's getting it done.
No, he is. More coming up with Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building there on 50 Highway East in Mound House. We're going to talk more about impeachment and what comes after impeachment. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Real Water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you for a Friday. Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East in Mound House. By the way, how's business today?
Business is great. And I just closed escrow on a property in California, sold one of my warehouse facilities over there that I've had for years, and I'm going to invest that money in Nevada.
I absolutely love it. Oh, I just love that.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Moving your financial empire from the People's Republic of California to Nevada. I absolutely love that. Let me just ask you, because we've been hearing from Mad Maxine Waters. We've been hearing from Al Green, other members of the House, that the even if he is acquitted next week, even if there's a move to dismiss and the Chief Justice says, okay, we're done, everybody go home, that they're going to continue with other articles of impeachment. When will this end? Will it end? Or can the American people demand that this end at the ballot box in November?
That's what will happen, and I think I'm just praying that we retake the House and take it by enough numbers that we're secure, and that will end it having any teeth. It will have no meaning. Now, they keep making noise, but they won't be able to do anything after that. Even if the number gets down to where we're, you know, we're still in a minority, but a very small minority, I think that probably is the end of it. But I think between now and Election Day, it's going to continue. I don't think it's all they've got. They have their candidates suck, horrible candidates, unelectable candidates. Not a one of them is a good candidate, and they're going to have a miserable time in the presidential election. And so that's all they got. That's all they can. That's all they can do. So they put all their eggs in that basket. I think it's incredibly foolish from a political standpoint. But you know, when you live in a world where you only hear people saying what you want them to say to you, and they reiterate your own words and you theirs. You don't have a grasp on reality. You lose it. And frankly, I have to admit them, in my own world, I surround myself with people that think the way I do. If they don't think the way I do, I don't want to be around them much, because I the disagreement is just too important to me. So I think we're going to do really well in the next cycle, and I think this will come to an end.
Do you think this will be a wave election, beginning with the top of the ticket?
I pray it is. I don't know, but it feels really good to me right now. But I'm always, you know, I'm so Pollyannic, Kevin. You know, I just believe in my heart of hearts that good prevails, God wins in the end, the devil loses, and you know, just that way. And so I oftentimes am overly optimistic, but right now it sure looks good for us.
I want to ask you about something Devin Nunes, the ranking member of the A House Intelligence Committee. He was where was he? He was on Tucker Carlson last night, and one of the things he did, he said that some of these impeachment witnesses that we saw, including Alexander Vindman and others from the National Security Council, that we should essentially rent a building on the other banks of the Potomac and put all of these people, these never Trumpers, that absolutely hate him and that are organizing this bloodless coup d'etat, that we should just get them out of the White House, get them out of the government. You know, they can keep their job. We'll find something for them to do in a warehouse somewhere. But that Vindman and some of these other people that testified are gone. You agree?
Well, you know, there's always toilets that need to be cleaned. There are always floors that need to be swept.
Ooh.
You know, let them have some honest work for once in their life. You know, it amazes me. I know when I was in the arena, for the vast majority of legislators in California, the job as an assembly person or a senator is the best job they ever occupied. For them, it's the best job they ever had. Well, it's certainly not the best job I ever had. It sucked compared to what I'm doing right now. But for them, that's the end goal. And so they do whatever they can to preserve that power, because that, to them, that is the end. That isn't a means to an end. That is the end.
I wanted to save this, you know, the best for last, so to speak. I wanted to find out, because the last two or three days, all we've heard on the cable news networks, the fake news media, is what an amazing job Adam Schiff did.
Oh
he was a virtuoso performance.
They got tingles down their sides.
Whoa! Yikes!
He's such an idiot. The guy's an idiot, and they are idiots. You've got a the echo chamber of idiocy. And
did you know him?
Adam Schiff is the main voice. Oh, yeah, I served with him, and he was an idiot then. And by the way, the nickname Pencil Neck is not a new one. That was used in the state legislature. They called it the pencil neck because he does have a remarkably small neck. Yes, and he's always been a smarmy. You feel like you want to go wash your hands after you shake hands with him, or change clothes, burn him. It just makes you uncomfortable to be around him. I had to ride on a plane with him once all the way to D.C. I'm sitting right next to me, and I'm telling you what, that was a miserable trip.
Wow. Mm. And he knew you were a conservative, and you knew he was a flaming liberal?
Absolutely. Nobody ever had any question where I stood. I mean, I'm a very pure ideologue, and I don't mean that in a negative pejorative sense. I believe that there the two kinds of politicians, one's a constituency person that cares more than anything else about getting reelected, and the other person is an idealist who says, this is what I believe in, you can vote for me or not vote for me, but it's not going to change how I vote. I'm going to vote the way I believe is right. And he's that guy too, but he's on the other side. There are some honorable liberals. I wouldn't say he's one of them, but he's definitely an ideologue and a leftist one.
What does Adam Schiff want next? Does he want to run for the Senate? I'm not even sure who's up next.
You know, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. He probably covets Dianne Feinstein's senatorial seat. Or
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, right. So, yeah, probably. That sounds like the thing. I think he'd love to have – I think what he'd really like is to have a Democratic president and be chosen as attorney general. I think that's probably his highest goal.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be my guess. He's a career-long lawyer and comes from that world, and I think that's what he'd like. I think he'd like to be the holder of the next generation.
So in our final minute or so, looking ahead – looking past next Wednesday when they'll vote on witnesses, and shortly thereafter, I imagine by the weekend, this thing will come to a close one way or another. Or if they say witnesses, we'll be off and running for another 2 or 3 weeks. What happens after impeachment? And do you think the American people will be wise enough to essentially shut this thing down?
Well, you know, let's back up just a minute. I have mixed emotions about whether we should or should not have witnesses. I think there definitely needs to be an investigation undertaken for Joe Biden and his son and his brother based upon the information that Rudy Giuliani has garnered and the witnesses he's gotten testimony from and tape recordings of their comments. I think that needs to happen, but that won't happen now, I don't think. I think that will not be part of any witnesses they do at this stage, if they do it at all. But, you know, one thing Nunes said that I found really interesting was he said that much of the testimony that was not released from some of the people that were questioned in that private meeting, you know, with the closed doors, and they just leaked what they wanted. He said some of those were exonerating witnesses that completely contradicted what the Democrats had been saying, and that may well come out after this is over and be very helpful to us.
Or somebody will write a book. John Bolton or someone of that ilk will write a book with a lot of tell-all stuff. They're not going to tell it to the committee or to Republicans or Democrats, but they're going to tell it to the world for a price. Hey, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have yourself
Thank
a great
you,
weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
You betcha, buddy. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's my buddy, Rico Aller, from Carson Insulation. Big backer, by the way, of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stick around. More to do as we continue. The president spoke at a March for Life rally. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Try to give you consolation.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are falling as the deadly coronavirus impacts Wall Street, and McDonald's is joining a growing list of companies suspending some operations in China amid the coronavirus outbreak. The company is temporarily closing all restaurants in 6 affected cities in the country. Earlier, Disney said it was temporarily closing its Disneyland and Disney parks in Shanghai. And New York City businesses may soon be required by law to accept cash. City lawmakers approving a bill that prohibits businesses big and small from refusing cash, joining San Francisco Francisco, Philadelphia, and the entire state of New Jersey. Some argue that cashless businesses exclude customers who don't have access to credit or debit cards, but others say that the benefits of going cashless include faster and more convenient transactions, environmental interest, and safer working conditions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House Democrats arguing for President Trump's removal from office wrap up their presentation today. Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says they'll show how President Trump's guilty of obstruction of Congress.
We will then have some concluding thoughts and then turn it over to the president's counsel.
And the president's team starts making its case tomorrow. The president today becoming the first to ever attend the annual March for Life anti-abortion rally in Washington.
We have taken decisive action to protect the religious liberty. So important, religious liberty has been under attack all over the world and, frankly, very strongly attacked in our nation.
Other presidents have sent letters or recorded messages for the march. The Trump administration today threatening to pull some federal health care funding from the state of California over a new law there requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now. Sharp, experienced, trusted. Shannon Bream is America's last word on politics, with live insight every night, so you can start the next day smart. Only on Fox News at Night, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fox News Channel, America is watching. Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News Podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
I wanted to give you an opportunity to hear something historic. I mean, really, it was incredible. The president spoke. He was the first American president to attend the March for Life rally in our nation's capital. And the president drew a stark contrast between the Democrat position on life and the Republican Party position.
Nearly every top Democrat in Congress now supports taxpayer-funded abortion all the way up until the moment of birth. Last year, lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb right up until delivery. Then we had the case of the Democrat governor in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we love the Commonwealth of Virginia, but what is going on in Virginia? What is going on? The governor stated that he would execute a baby after birth. You remember that. Senate Democrats even blocked legislation that would give medical care to babies who survive attempted abortions. And that's why I've called on Congress, two of our great senators here, so many of our congressmen here, and called upon them to defend the dignity of life and to pass legislation prohibiting late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in their mother's womb. This year, the March for Life is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which forever enshrined women's rights to vote in the United States and given by the United States Constitution. Such a big event. Today, millions of extraordinary women across America are using the power of their votes to fight for the right and all of their rights, as given in the Declaration of Independence. It's the right to life. To all the women here today, your devotion and your leadership uplifts our entire nation, and we thank you for that. The tens of thousands of Americans gathered today not only stand for life, it's really here that they stand for it so proudly together. And I want to thank everybody for that. You stand for life each and every day. You provide housing, education, jobs, and medical care to the women that you serve. You find loving families for children in need of a forever home. You host baby showers for expecting moms. You just make it your life's mission to help spread God's grace. And to all of the moms here today, we celebrate you and we declare that mothers are heroes. Your strength, devotion, and drive is what powers our nation. And because of you, our country has been blessed with amazing souls who have changed the course of human history. We cannot know what our citizens yet unborn will achieve, the dreams they will imagine, the masterpieces they will create, the discoveries they will make. But we know this: every life brings love into this world. Every child brings joy to a family. Every person is worth protecting. And above all, we know that every human soul is divine and every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God. Together, we will defend this truth all across our magnificent land. We will set free the dreams of our people. And with determined hope, we look forward to all of the blessings that will come from the beauty, talent, purpose, nobility, and grace of every American child. I want to thank you. This is a very special moment. It's so great to represent you. I love you all. And I say with true passion, thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
You just listened in on history being made earlier today. The first American president to attend a March for Life rally. That was and the president was spot on. Different speech. He touched on impeachment briefly. Throwaway line, but it was that good. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ryan. Ryan, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
You know, Kevin, I'm a little younger than you and maybe your average listener, but the irony of that beautiful speech that I just heard from President Trump is that the presidential quote that I'm mirroring here in my mind is FDR. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And the fear of life, I experience so widespread from so many people, so many Americans. I'm encountering... They seem challenged by existence. And words aren't the threat. And while the statutes may cause crime to be considered nothing more than word, we have physical bodies as well. We're living. We're breathing human beings. We're more than the words we're using to exchange with each other. I actually called on a different thought and a different subject.
But you were inspired. You were inspired by the president.
I was inspired. Oh, I was inspired by that speech very much.
What else did you want to talk about?
Well, we need to talk about sex before October.
Excuse me?
There is no doubt in any one of your audience listeners' minds that come October, we're going to be talking about President Trump and a history of sex.
Oh my
but
God.
When we use words and we remember our past and when we exchange our words with each other, the interpreter, the listener, can often be thrown off guard by the subject of sex.
I pray it encourages stealing. Ryan, can I tell you, I pray that this election and October, and that the October surprise isn't going to be sex. I just don't think it is. I'm sorry, but I just don't think it is. I want you to hear the trial. Adam Schiff, once again, talking about Trump and Ukraine. Here it is.
As a partner, he also caused our NATO allies to question whether we would stand with them against Russia. Leaders in European capitals now wonder whether personal political favors and not treaty obligations guide our foreign policy. Colleagues, this is how alliances wither and die, and how Russia wins. Ambassador Taylor made clear that is why it is so important to our security that we stand with Ukraine.
Mr. Chairman, as my colleague, Deputy Assistant Secretary George Kent described, we have a national security policy, a national defense policy that identifies Russia and China as adversaries. The Russians are violating all of the rules, treaties, understandings that they committed to that actually kept the peace in Europe for nearly 70 years. Until they invaded Ukraine in 2014, they had abided by sovereignty of nations, of inviolability of borders. That rule of law, that order that kept the peace in Europe and allowed for prosperity as well as peace in Europe was violated by the Russians. And if we don't push back on that, on those violations, then that will continue. And that, Mr. Chairman, affects us. It affects the world that we live in, that our children will grow up in, and our grandchildren. This affects the kind of world that we want to see overall. So that affects our national interest very directly. Ukraine is on the front line of that conflict.
Now, we understood that in 2017, the first year of the Trump administration, and it appeared the Trump administration understood it as well. And we understood it in 2018, and the Trump administration understood that as well. And we understood that in 2019, and the Trump administration appeared to as well. At least it did until it didn't. It did until something of greater importance and significance came along, and that event of greater significance to the Oval Office was the emergence of Joe Biden as a candidate for president. And then that military support, which had increased during the Trump administration, was suddenly put on hold for inexplicable reasons. Ukraine got the message. It wasn't very inexplicable to Ukraine. And what's more, Russia got the message. It wasn't very inexplicable to Russia. That had pushed out the whole propaganda theory that it was Ukraine that had interfered in our election and not Russia.
That's Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff going on and on and on. He's got they had 7 minutes or 7 hours, 49 seconds to do today. So hopefully they've already they began about 10 o'clock our time. And my guess is they'll be droning on till about 6 o'clock tonight. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your wall-to-wall free-for-all calls coming up in a minute. 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. Do you really care what's going on in our nation's capital? relative to impeachment? Is it really an issue for you? We'll talk about it next, live and local, now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah. We are your radio program of record. We are Live and Local Now, and this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Or you can just go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's probably the best way. You can do it on your smartphone right now. libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Trey Gowdy is incredibly smart. He's a former member of the House Oversight Committee. He was temporarily assigned to the Intelligence Committee when they were looking at impeachment. And he was on Hannity last night. And one thing I thought that was fascinating, and I had not even thought of this, who else could be called? If we got to witnesses next Wednesday and the vote was for witnesses, everybody said, well, Adam Schiff should be called. Who else? The whistleblower, Adam Schiff, definitely should be called. But a name that I had not heard until last night, Trey Gowdy on Hannity, said Obama would be a relevant witness.
Part of impeachment is setting a precedent for what's going to happen in the future. So if the vice president can make that assertion, then he is relevant as a witness, but so too is President Obama, because I would want to know whether or not he had the authority of the president at the time he made that pronouncement that there'll be no loan guarantees unless the prosecutor is fired. So every time that clip plays of Joe Biden, I just think of more reasons that he is relevant as a witness if the Senate wants to go that route.
Well, that is a point very few people made. I talked about it on radio again today. I brought it up before. You don't believe me? You're not getting the billion. Call Obama. He'll tell you, was Obama in on this shakedown?
Well, anytime you hear the word unprecedented, what makes me, that makes me wonder, well, does that mean no other president's done it? If this is really, you know, Adam Schiff loves to say this is an unprecedented abuse of power. Okay, well, that makes what other presidents did relevant. In addition to the credibility of the assertion, it makes it relevant. So if President Obama gave Joe Biden permission to condition loan guarantees on the firing of a prosecutor, then that makes both of them potentially relevant as witnesses.
Do you agree with my constitutional interpretation that if the House has the sole power to impeach and they've impeached the president and they didn't bother to call witnesses, that it's not the Senate's job? Their job is to hold the trial. Now they have their House managers dressed up. They get to make their case and they're repeating themselves and they're even going back to the Mueller report. Then they're playing, you know, their opinion witnesses that wanted to impeach Trump for tweeting the words fake news. Is it the Senate's job to bring in witnesses they decided not even to subpoena? Because I don't believe constitutionally it is.
No, it's the House's job to investigate it, and these investigations take a long time. I mean, this is about the removal of a duly elected chief executive, and they wanted to do it in 3 months. As you and I have discussed in the past, Sean, it's really about putting a handful of Republican senators in really tough reelects. You also can't call a witness you know is going to invoke privilege. So if you know John Bolton is going to invoke privilege or it's going to be invoked, then
that's
you can't
the
call him to then say that.
I love Trey Gowdy. I was so disappointed when he left Congress. But I was overjoyed that he joined Fox News, because he is just one smart dude. Coming up Monday on the program, Victor Jakes will join us. We'll know more about the Republican case, the case defending the president. We'll also have more testimony from the Republicans. They'll be off on Sunday, and I imagine they'll be back working on Monday. So we may be able to take you directly to the floor of the United States Senate for more testimony. And this will be the Republicans. This will not be the Democrats. This will be the Republicans. This will be the truth. No, I'm telling you, I may have had my fill by the weekend. So maybe we'll just do something else. But I got to tell you, it was. This has been like watching paint dry, listening to the Demo Rats. That's going to do it for today and for this week. Hope you'll join us Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Thanks to our entire crew, Mark Hoke and Lady Ashley, Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. We'll do it all again Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and your weekend, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.